Well, Howie, I know you can't tell everybody who your first-round pick is going to be. We'll have to wait until next week for that. But this is kind of a unique draft with you. 51 of the first picks. You have three of them. Make it a little different this year than some other years going in?
Well, we're picking higher than we'd like to be picking, quite honestly. We hope we're not picking this high ever again. So we're trying to find good football players for us to erase the bad taste of 2011 season and have a great 2012.
You addressed a lot of needs in free agency, at linebacker, at offensive tackle. Does that change your approach to this draft at all in any way because some of your needs have been filled already?
I think it does. I think it allows you to go into the draft and stick to the philosophy of taking the best player available.
When you think about taking the best player available, are there still, when that pick comes around, some positions you know you're stacked at, and maybe if there's two guys that are close in your evaluation board, that might make the difference one way or the other?
I think that's exactly how we look at it. We look at our board, and if someone's sticking out, no matter what position they're playing, we're going to take them. But on the same token, if we have two guys that are in the same level, we're probably going to take the position we need.
There's a lot of speculation that, and there's always speculation at this time for the draft, that there could be even more movement than normal between 3 and 10. Do you find when you hear a lot about rumors of moving that in the end a lot of teams kind of have their plan and they stick to it in the long run?
I think so. I think it's really hard to move in the draft because it's prohibitive to go up in the draft and move. But there's still so much talk at this stage. You don't know exactly who's going to be on the board. Sometimes something's just sticking out like a sore thumb and team goes up and makes a move for a player that they didn't think would be available.
When there is that movement, say, 2 minutes before you're on the clock or 5 minutes before you're on the clock, is there that moment where you kind of just have to take a deep breath and remember how to stick to the plan and just kind of let everything settle in a little bit?
Yeah, I think you try to balance that aspect of it and at the same time not missing a great opportunity to improve your football team, not only now, but for the future. So hopefully we go over as many scenarios as we possibly can so not too many things grab us in an awkward position, and then we can just have calm decisions at calm times.
How did the new CBA affect anything as far as what happens after the draft picks are taken?
Well, I think that really we're fortunate to have an offseason where our last two draft classes finally are able to come in here, lift weights, work with the coaches, and then we'll bring in our new players here the first time they're able to and get them going.
Is it a little harder to assess some positions where you had some newcomers last year who didn't have the OTAs and that full offseason work going into this draft?
No question. And we've always gone back and looked at it. And the biggest jump players take is from year one to year two because they're not focusing on just their visits and the combine and their bowl games, their all-star game. They're focused on being NFL players. They have all this time to work out and lift and train and get more familiar with the scheme. So we're looking forward to that with our last two draft classes to have their first offseason here.
One of the great speculations is, okay, when there's quarterbacks at the top, do teams want to trade up? You stated before you're very comfortable right now with how Michael Vick is health-wise, and even though he suffered through some injuries last year, as you said, you're all in with him going in?
Oh, we're so excited to have Michael Vick as our quarterback. He's an unbelievable talent, unbelievable player, and he's the leader of our football team.
Defensively, does anything maybe change a little more now? This is the second year for Juan. Is it a philosophy difference from Jim, and does that really affect how things go with the defensive draft?
Well, I think the more you're around your coaches and what they're looking for in players, the more it helps you draft for them. And you always want to find system-specific players. So a guy who could be a really good player in a 3-4 may not be the perfect scheme fit for us.
Finally, give us the day in the life of Howie Roseman, the day after the draft, when everything is finally over. And I know you have to start preparing already, again, right away for the next draft with everything else. But what's it like sort of the day after when everything's finally settled in?
Well, I think you take stock of what you did. You look at all the players. You look at all your reports on the players. You look at the depth chart of your football team, and then you start getting aside for minicamp.
I know you're looking forward to that, but I know you're also looking forward to next week, Howie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.